Mm-hmm.
Do you remember me?
No.
You don't.
I remember hardly anyone from high school.
Is that right? Keith,
I paid much attention to what happened back then. I'm busy.
You had an older brother who went to school too, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, I was friends with your brother, right? And I did. I remember him. I remember you as being sort of a fellow that was sort of an artist or something, that you had talent in that area, I thought. Is that true?
Yes.
In school. I sent you some material from our last reunion. Did you get it?
Yes.
Okay.
And that was interesting. I did remember
some of the people.
Right.
Good. Is your brother still alive?
No, he died many years ago.
Oh, did he? I can remember him. He kind of lived a little on the wild side, didn't he?
Yes. Caught up with him.
He caught up with him, yeah. But he was a wonderful guy. Yeah. So what have you been doing all your life that you don't come back? Have you been back to any of the York community reunions?
No, not at all.
Not at all.
No.
No. They had you living in Iowa, and somehow you moved all. And I sent something, and it came back to me with a forwarded address of Eugene, Oregon. So that's how I knew that how to track you down out there. Is everything okay?
I moved here a year ago, last August.
Okay.
Retired after teaching at University of Iowa.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
And what did you teach?
Art.
Oh, well, then that's my memory is correct then of what your talents were then. Yeah, but you never had any desire to come back to mingle with any of those that you went to school with, huh?
Now, I lead a very busy life, and I don't take time for things like that.
And as you get older, you don't reminisce and you don't think back about those days.
I've only been to two college reunions.
Well, I haven't been to many college reunions either, but somehow they've been a pretty active group in the high school thing, and so they promoted those quite a bit.
I was just always pretty independent in high school, and I was incredibly busy. I was in all kinds of organizations doing stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, who were some of your better friends?
Well, there were hardly any.
You had to have a good buddy that you hung around with, didn't you?
Not really.
No, I don't care.
I was involved in, like pins, those old pins we got from seven or eight organizations, but nothing lasting, and I never kept up with anyone from high school.
Well, you know, Wayne Mahood, you remember him?
I remember the name.
Okay, well, Wayne Mahood's father was a teacher at York, and then later after he graduated from college, he went back and he taught at York, and he taught with Mr. Hitt and Mr. Mites and Mr. Story and those people.
Right.
You remember those names?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so he's got some interesting stories to tell about them once he was among the faculty, you know, and a little different than when you're a student and you're dealing with a teacher than when you're a teacher with them. And he has some interesting stories to tell about that. But, you know, I sent you something, I think, also maybe on the website. Do you use a computer at all?
Yes, but I didn't get anything on the website.
Bruce Downey, if you recall Bruce, he is super at things, and he has put together some wonderful things. He and Ken Jones. You remember Ken at all?
No.
No? They have put together some wonderful things on the last few class reunions, and they've got slideshows, and they've got videos, and they've got live music and stuff like that. And if you're so inclined, take a look at your computer on the websites at those places that I sent you, and take a look, and I think you might find something you might get some enjoyment out of.
Could be.
Yeah. Your health okay?
Fine.
Yeah, good. The and one of the most precious things we got is our health, you know.
That's what keeps us going.
Huh?
That's what keeps us going. And
that's what gives us the quality of life, if we got good health. Yeah. How did you choose to move from Iowa out to Oregon?
My three children live here.
Okay.
I wanted a better climate than I got by being a Chicagoan and an Iowan. Climate's much nicer here.
Yeah, okay. So, my goodness, your kids have got to be up around probably 50, aren't they?
No, they're in their early 40s.
Early 40s, and then you had children late in life then, huh?
Well, that's all relative, isn't it?
Well, you got to be 73, same age I am.
Yeah.
And
that's late, huh?
Yeah.
I'm telling myself it's still early. That's why I look forward, not backward.
So anyway, you're out near your children, so you get a lot of enjoyment out of being with them. That's fine. That's great. Well, I just wanted to say hello to you and see how things are with you and how you're doing. And if you're so inclined, take a look at those websites and take a look at some of these things that Bruce has done. There's a slideshow presentation with names of people. One of the CDs I gave you, and the other one's a DVD. And then I don't know if I assume you got. Did you get the book too that I sent?
I didn't get a book, I don't think.
Okay, well, they're sending you the 55 years that Bert Robbins did the cover on. It's an addendum to our 50th book, and so 5 years later, they've updated it with things of classmates, and you might find something interesting in there to look at.
And actually, I've seen him a couple of times, because he's active at the Elmhurst Art Museum, where I've had a couple shows.
No kidding. You had some shows in Elmhurst?
Yes.
How recent?
A couple of years ago.
Well, how come you don't let us know these things?
Because it's up to the museum to let people know these things. I don't keep in contact with other people.
And when a person comes to the museum and they see your work, or what are they seeing?
Well, it's a show of...
Is it paintings? Is it sculpture, or what is it?
It was prints and watercolor.
Oh, okay.
And there was a very big show at the Art Institute of Chicago of my collection of African pottery 2 years ago, or a year and a half ago.
Come on, you got to put that on the internet to us guys and let us know so we can go see one of our fellow guys
Well, I always figured if people are members of the Art Institute, they'd see that.
Come on, it does too. I
don't think it does, Dan.
Don't you? Do you know the name Roy Schneckenberger?
Yes.
He went to college with me, and he has had exhibits in Chicago of artwork that he has done, and so he's well known, I think, in those circles. And when you know the person, it means more to you when you go, and partake of that type of thing. So anyway, I'm glad to find out a little bit about what you've been doing. So you taught college, and you're retired now. And
I'm only retired from teaching. I'm making more art than ever.
Are you?
Traveling a lot and teaching a bit. I teach in Europe. And
do you still have a spouse? Or are you single or what?
No, my wife died quite a few years ago.
Quite a few years ago. Okay, so you just travel
I'm not here working, I travel.
Okay. And when you travel, you like to go where? Do you like to go to Europe? Do you like to go to...
The Mediterranean.
The Mediterranean?
I teach a course in Venice every summer for the University of Iowa.
Oh, okay.
And I just booked a flight for next... Bring to Greece and then to Italy and Germany?
I've done two cruises in the Mediterranean. I did one from Barcelona to Rome in all the ports along the way. And then this last summer, my wife, I don't know if you know my wife, Darlene McClellan was her name in high school.
Don't remember.
Okay, well, obviously she's a beautiful girl, and she sang in the choir groups and things like that at York. But we were on a trip. I'm in the petroleum business, and we were over there with some oil people in Athens, and we toured some of the Greek islands and Turkey, and we ended up in Rome. Flew back from there, and that was this last summer. And the Mediterranean is wonderful. Yeah, I enjoy a lot of Europe. I like history and things of the past, you know. And I like the way they take care of things in Europe. You know, they seem to treasure their material things, their parks and their buildings and statues and what have you.
Mm-hmm. Do you like Turkey?
Istanbul
one day.
I was in Ephesus. You know, have you heard the word Ephesus?
Ephesus.
It's Ephesus, and it's a discovered town that was on the sea that was time of Christ, I think. Mary, after Jesus was crucified, was supposed to have gone in that area and lived the remainder of her life, and we went through that community, and I thought that was wonderful.
Yes, well, I've been to Turkey about 15 times. I had a Fulbright there one year.
Ah.
Oh. I've gone back every year since then. So.
Oh, okay. Okay. You know, it's entirely different than what I pictured it. I saw the orchards and the trees and, you know, the green things. I always thought it would be more of a desert type climate.
Well, it's just as varied as the United States.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
It's somewhat the same shape.
But I did enjoy it there.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, it seemed like you had a wonderful life.
I have.
Yeah, that's good. At one time, I owned gas stations in Des Moines, Iowa, and Cedar Rapids and Waterloo. So I've had some business interest out in your state that you worked in over the years. Well, Keith, I appreciate you talking to me, and wish you well. And take a look at our website and see if there's anything there that warms your heart.
Okay.
Okay?
Thanks.
Thanks, Keith. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.